The World Garden. In the beginning, there were only the elders. Consumed by the emptiness of the universe, they sought to bring meaning to their existence. Together, they sowed a great garden. It was filled with all manner of wonderful creatures. The beauty of it delighted them as they watched over it, and they relished in their creation. They bore children in anticipation that they might watch them share the elegance of their world. As their children grew, so did the garden. Over time, the complexity of their creation became too great. The elders divided the garden among their descendants, separating it into realms. Within each of these, they assigned tasks to their children in order to ensure the abundance of each piece of the garden. Along with these tasks, they bestowed the needed knowledge upon their heirs. As the garden spread, it continued to separate into many individual worlds, like the branches of a great tree. In order to travel from place to place, the elders assembled gates and adorned them with scripture, so that they might be understood by those who sought to use them. In time, the worlds began to fall into chaos. Their children sought to establish dominance over the creatures that they were to care for, and anointed themselves with the status of gods. Abandoning their obligations, these lesser gods built kingdoms using those they were meant to serve as slaves, to erect monuments to themselves. They began to quarrel, defying and betraying one another in their pursuit of dominion over their own worlds as well as the worlds of their siblings. The elders attempted to intervene, but to no avail. Their descendants fell into violence and obscenity, abusing and corrupting the creatures for which they were meant to be the stewards. The beauty of the gardens descended into ruin. Dishonesty and exploitation became tradition. The elders realized in time their children would seek to overthrow even themselves in their quest for supremacy. One by one, they dismantled the gates in an attempt to keep their children from destroying the garden entirely. As the gates began to close, these lesser gods allied with each other and banished their rivals to other worlds in order to ensure their rule within the realms that they occupied. Seeing that their masterpiece was doomed to failure, the elders resolved to withdraw from the garden. In order to preserve the teachings that had been passed down, a group of scribes recorded all the knowledge held within each of the realms into a single script. When the lesser gods learned of its existence, they eagerly sought to attain it, desiring the knowledge that would allow them to rule over all the worlds. Odin, a god of war, from the realm of Asgard, battled fiercely to obtain the book, doing so at great cost to both his realm and that of his enemies. Victory soon followed. The elders, watching from afar, knew that the world's destruction was at hand. Refusing to allow this fate to be fulfilled, they sought out among their descendants the greatest of all thieves, a shapeshifter who took the form of a raven. They entrusted him with stealing the book from Odin, instructing him to hide it from the world once again. The raven, owing a great debt to the elders, completed this task, stealing it from Odin's hands while he slept. The shapeshifter sought out a powerful shaman to cast a spell on the book to lock it. Following the instructions of the raven, the shaman sealed the book and decreed that it was cursed